Tank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you?
Time for Monkey Porn.
Woo! Monkey Porn! This week, Simian Sex Scenes.
Hey, wait, 12. Decap's not here.
Oh, no, he isn't this week. No, it's Friday night.
Dude is still hungover from his birthday.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that.
You know what? I'm not turning on the chat tonight. I'm...
Well, okay, we'll get to that in just a second then.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in just a second. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
Ever.
Ever. You know what? We got a lot of stuff to do this tonight, so why don't we just put that down? We won't even do a normal intro.
You know what the best part is? I can eat gummy bears all night and not feel guilty about it.
Why is that?
Because tonight is best of night.
Yes, it is. We don't even have to talk a lot tonight, but, you know, you're still going to hear us talk a lot. But we're not going to talk a lot. It's great. It's wonderful. It's a best-of show. This is the end of the season for Spankwagon Radio. It seems like every August, because we came into LV Rockson in August, we treat that as our season. So tonight, what you're getting treated to is a bit show. And how the bit show works is Murphy and I, for the past 2 weeks, I know we touched upon this last week, but we decided, okay, you know what? We got to do another bit show. I really liked what you did the year before with the bits of everything. And mm-hmm. I decided, you know what? We need to do that shit again because that was just good. So, you took one half of the year because this year we've been busy. We've been hella fucking busy. So you took everything.
Hella.
You took everything after February 1st. I took everything before February 1st and we poured through the shows. Based upon the notes, and picked out what we liked for bits. Of course, there's guaranteed bits in there, and guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed segments, and guaranteed things that we remember very vividly that we want to reshare with you folks out there. By the way, spankwagon.net is our site, and we're not doing the chat today. You know what? Don't feel like it.
Fuck it.
But we are going to go ahead and tell you. Email us. Tell us what you think. Some of these bits actually didn't get much mail on bits, but that's another story altogether. Radio@spankwagon.net. That's the way to email us. That's the way to get a hold of us.
Radio!
Send it to us.
Yeah!
Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you think about some of the bits we decided to play. Did you like them or not? Because that's always important.
If you did, thank you. If not,
fuck yourself. So why don't we go ahead and start off? Because we have a ton of this shit to play. I mean,
Hell yeah.
We need to start up now. Do you want to start with one of yours?
Yeah, let's start with one of mine. And one of my personal favorites, and I think it's a great place to start. And this is the bit where I try to convince you to have phone sex with Tech Pepsi.
Oh, come on. You know what? I missed. You know, last week I was doing Daily Noise, mm-hmm. and they were actually wondering where Tech Pepsi was in the chat room there.
AIDS.
Oh, that's just foul. All right. So let me make sure I have this, because, man, I've got a lot of stuff going on over here. All right. Try the bumper. And this is where you try to convince me to have phone sex with Tech Pepsi.
Yeah. So remember, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. This is our best of.
Suicide. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Speaking of faggots.
Oh, it's our favorite ass pirate.
Yeah, okay, ass pirate. We have to ask you a question. Did you watch the Snickers commercial on the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
Hey, yes or no? Yes or no?
Take the cock out of your mouth before you start talking to us, okay?
Yes or no question, Tech.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Were you? This is also a yes or no question, Tech. Were you offended by the Snickers commercial?
Hell no.
Okay.
No, it is just barrels and monkeys are fun.
Hey,
Tech.
Did it turn you on?
Oh no, it did.
Are you sure? I mean, two hot, sweaty men
working on a car,
getting close to one another.
After what they did afterwards, then just totally lost it.
So, now here's the more important thing.
Okay.
Bring that back up. Did it get you hot?
Of course.
Did it make you sweat a little?
Actually, I liked one of the. I didn't really like the fat one, but I really liked the other one better.
Yeah, you like the skinnier guy?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy that you like?
Pretty much.
Oh, you like him a little skinny, a little thinner?
I think he likes humor.
Oh, yeah. Am I your type?
I have to look at a picture of you.
Well, you can see me at myspace.com/lsmack. You can find me there. I'm linked off of the Spankwagon page. Now, I'm not particularly...
Just go to
Smack. E-L-S-M-A-C-K. Look, you'll find me linked up. Look, just go to Spankwagon. Okay, myspace.com/Spankwagon. You'll find me. I'm on there. It's Murphy.
Okay.
So it got you a little hot and sweaty there, huh?
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Did you get a full-on chub, or was it just like a semi-chub?
Semi.
Just
but
a semi?
All right.
Now,
but what about the guys? I mean, we're enough talking about the candy bar.
I thought it was hot, though.
Do you like your Snickers with nuts or almonds?
Plain, please.
Do you like your nuts with hair or no hair?
A little bit of hair, but not really.
Just a little to let you know that it's a man, but not so much that you go.
Yeah, not a lot to get hair ball stuck in your throat.
So you came out openly to your parents.
Yes, I did.
Did you bring him a Snickers to comfort them?
Come on. We got some serious questioning going here. Come on.
You say serious. This is off of your board.
Yes. Hey, look, I'm trying to get him in the mood. So
for what, you?
No. When you, so how many guys have you been with? A lot, a few, one, seven?
Actually, tell you the truth, none, but I've been with, like, one online, but that went sour, but,
Wait, one online? Wait, is that like you
online?
Masturbating with a finger up your ass?
Actually, I've never been with anyone yet.
You haven't been with anyone yet. So how do you know you're gay?
I look at porn.
I look at porn too. Doesn't that make me gay? You look at gay porn?
Of course.
Now, do you look at tranny porn or specifically gay porn?
Gay porn.
Gay porn. Now, what's your favorite kind of gay porn?
Anything that's on, anything that was on Queer as Folk, I mean, you know, I haven't really seen, like, any magazines is a way to go.
You gotta enunciate a little bit better, my friend. You are a little, you're a little mushmouthy there. Now, is that a load in your mouth? Okay, now here's a good question, actually. I mean, do you, when you beat off, do you come in your own face, or is it into a rag?
I just make a mess in my hand.
You make a mess in your hand, so you don't fuck a sock or anything, you just...
No.
Wow. So, what would your ultimate date be then?
My ultimate date?
Yeah.
Somewhere romantic, maybe a movie. Maybe
romantic, like what, like a rest stop, or...
YMCA.
Come on now, Trent. Let's get him. Let's hear what his idea of a wonderful romantic date is.
Probably an afternoon outing to a movie, and then later on that night, just go somewhere not too fancy, but fancy enough to have dinner and stuff, and
lots of oysters.
What?
Oysters? Would you have lots of oysters?
Pretty much.
Dude, I gotta tell you, you're killing this bit. Come on now, pick it up a little bit. So, okay, are you gonna put out on the first date? I guess is a really great question.
Maybe depends on the person. If he's pretty much into me and I'm into him, then probably.
Literally.
Probably so.
Literally into you. Now you said before that you're gonna be a bottom, right? You're gonna take it right up in the ass?
Of course.
So when you masturbate, do you stick a finger up your ass?
No.
No, why not? Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
And you didn't like it?
I use something more than my finger.
Oh, what did you use?
Anything that's Anything that's not pokey.
Anything that's not pokey. So no pineapples then.
No.
Okay, now let's do a spank wagon first.
Okay.
Trench, this is what I'd like. Trench,
do we
have the cam on?
You know,
let's turn the cam on. We're gonna turn the cam. No, on you.
Why me?
Cause hold on a sec. Let's bring up the lights. Pepsi, you stay there. Trench, you stretch.
I can't. What? What am I gonna wait? What? What the hell are you doing?
What's the website?
Spankwagon.net. It's No, that's not. There you go. Okay, Murph. Oh, you asshole! Don't you do it! No, motherfucker! No, motherfucker!
Come on, do it!
God damn it, I do anything for this stupid show. Way too much for this stupid show.
Now, okay, you there, Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I turned down the lights here, and you can see Trench a little in the camera. Now, I think it's really important that you be in the mood for this.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no.
I'd like you to...
I will drop this fucking
no,
call
you won't.
To you. Yes,
no,
I will.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
Break out, Quaalude Man. Break out, Quaalude Man.
I can't.
Break him out.
I can't.
You can.
Not with the setup.
Try
here,
it.
Not with what you're setting
Try
me up
it.
For. Not with what you're setting me
Come
up
on,
for.
Come on. Just imagine it's a girl with a deep voice.
No, I can't. What?
Come on.
No.
Come on, here.
No.
Bring up my music.
Unfortunately,
bring up my
unlike
music.
You, I'm not a faggot.
You don't have to be a faggot.
I'm not.
We're going to help Tech Pepsi
I don't
out.
Want my voice
don't ruin
to
this
fucking
bit.
Turn
don't
him
ruin
on.
The bit.
I do not want
don't
my voice.
Don't be a bit ruiner.
No, I'm going to ruin this bit.
Do not ruin
I'm
this bit.
I'm going to ruin this worse.
Bring up my music.
Wait.
Bring up my music.
Your music's up.
All right. Now, Quaalude Man.
What the fuck? Now we're playing this?
Yes.
You're going to ruin this song.
We're not going to ruin the song. Come on, Quaalude Man. We need him.
I just can't.
If there's ever been a time when we've needed Quaalude Man, it's now.
Fuck you, Tech. Don't even... You of all motherfuckers
come on,
better
dude.
Not bag me.
Come on.
This is going to be podcasted.
Exactly.
I have dignity.
Look, can you think of a better way to do this show?
Well, yeah, but you're
fuck
usually
off.
Not involved.
Do the Quaalude Man.
Ow.
Come on, you can do
no,
it.
No, this you don't understand.
You can't
my
do it.
My throat, my neck, everything about me hurts.
I'll take one for the team. All right, Tech, this is what we need for you, okay? I'm going to get going in the Quaalude Man voice, and I want you to stroke your meat.
Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, you can't even do it.
This is all I can do.
You sound like a
40-year-old. So stroke your man meat. Get it up and going. You faggot. This is what you're going to die from. Lots of it. AIDS-infected asshole. Little white mice to butt-fuck each other. Is he beating his meat? I don't even know if that I'm...
It's either he's beating his meat or he's eating a bag of fucking Cheetos.
Here, look. Here, well... There we go. Are you beating your meat still?
Yeah.
Are you beating your meat, little faggot boy?
Uh-huh.
Drop the call. God, that was a great setup, and if only your voice could have held out.
Dude, it hurt. I mean,
it's all right, bro. It's okay. I totally understand. Christ. Yeah, and then I played the Everybody Has AIDS song.
Okay,
you took off
you know
your
what?
Headset. You missed it.
I had to walk away. It was
it's all right, dude.
You can watch gay porn. I know you can watch gay porn.
No, I can't watch gay porn.
Then why the hell are you putting me through this?
Because that was really funny.
And you.
Oh, that's some funny shit.
Oh my God. Could you turn on the lights?
Yeah, we were about to say in the recording here in the studio.
You know, and the thing is, I was saying it before I said him, but, you know, I got to say, there is a history there with Quaalude Man, because Quaalude Man shows up. Normally, I just do the quick bit. You know, it's just a, hi, I just say this to say this. And then we're done with the bit, because it does rip your voice apart.
Yeah.
As you figured out, I'm assuming.
That shit hurts, man.
But you know what? I found an even earlier appearance of Quaalude Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, kind of ties in here.
Maybe we should roll over the prize card then.
I think we'll just hold on to the prize card in the vault because every lame radio station has a prize vault.
Yeah.
Give it the grill.
Let's go to the prize vault. And,
wait. I feel Quaalude Man coming on.
No, dude.
You sure?
Yeah.
Quaalude Man's coming back.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
You are listening to...
Oh, Christ. I don't know if it's Quaalude Man or
some candles?
Or a... I know, seriously. I think I got some Barry White over there. Maybe a little Marvin Gaye. Want to play Let's Get It On? You want to try that again?
No.
Come on, try it.
And no. I can try and wipe some of the sweat on my armpit.
So, guys, if you do want to chime in, please give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, lower. Lower.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? I don't remember.
Fuck, don't bite!
I don't remember Toodle Nuggets being in the chat room. Now, hold on a second. Something just dawned on me. Something just dawned on me here. I don't remember Toodle Nuggets being around when Gorilla was here, and yet Toodle Nuggets seems to know who Gorilla is.
Well, you know, if anybody listens to the podcast or any of the archived audio. God, I love doing that. You'll know who Gorilla is because he's the guy that didn't say shit for weeks on end.
I wonder
he
more.
He would just sit there and go,
I'm drunk. Get me a Vicodin.
In the background, that's
nice
all
to know
it was.
I've got a great history.
Oh God, Toodle Nuggets' ears.
His ears were bleeding.
It's kind of creepy, though. Huh. Jesus, dude, seriously, was this how you had to have phone sex with your wife back in the college days?
I think it was my wife. I don't know. I just called numbers at random.
Hi.
That's how he got married. He got the convent and wound up with a lonely nun.
Come here, sister.
You just gotta be a cheap bastard like me and just have a girl's recording of her voice from a porno and fucking put it on one phone and then call the bitch from the other room and have the phone replay.
Does that make you hot? Yes, it does!
Didn't even have two phones. He just had a pair of walkie-talkies from Walmart. Does this make you hot? Over.
This is better than 10 cans on a string.
Oh. Ooh. Oh my God.
Ow. Ow. That hurts.
Oh, boy.
Quaalube.
Quaalube.
How about this news?
Right on.
Oh, my God.
Let's get to the news.
Dude, if I give you back the big chair, will you stop?
No. Oh, my God.
Nice, dude. That was good to hear Gorilla in there.
You know, it was, actually. Gorilla, who left us this past year. We've had a lot of people coming and going out of the studio. Well, let's just cover the co-host. The host, myself,
mm-hmm.
You,
yep.
Decaf,
yep.
Ginger,
uh-huh.
We have Gorilla,
mm-hmm.
We had Chief,
yep.
And we've had Nisi,
yep.
And Dirty Dean,
yep.
So those are all of our official hosts that we've had throughout this this past year.
Yep.
So you know, I think all of those hosts, everyone, you know, yourself and you're sitting across from me, so I'm obviously going to go default to you. But
yeah.
Everybody deserves mad props for the year because without everybody in the studio throwing something in, whether it was you know a great nugget, a George just a turd, it all helped in the long run of the show.
Hell yeah!
Definitely made this past year definitely more fun.
Now this past year we had some major high points.
Oh, tons of high points.
And I think some of those were definitely our celebrity interviews.
You know, it was the first year that we actually started doing the celebrity interview.
Why did that happen? Why all of a sudden did we start doing those?
Well, it might have had something to do with the awesomeness of booking that you provided us this past year.
Why, thank you. I never would have expected you to say that.
I think I've been telling you that after every single fucking guest. But what did we start out? We start out, Charles Band was our first big guest, mm-hmm. that we had doing a phoner.
Which was phenomenal for me. I think my head exploded that night.
Your head exploded. I mean, my head exploded. And then we went to the Full Moon Road Show.
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome, where we got to meet another friend of the show, Sean.
Yep.
Sinister Minister.
Sinister Minister is where we met him.
So, you know, if it wasn't for Charles Band, we wouldn't know the Sinister Minister. Think about that.
Wow, I smell like beef jerky.
Yeah, I'm farting over here.
You know, let's play the Charles Band interview. I think we've got that over there.
Yep, definitely have that ready. By the way, I want to remind everybody, it's a best of for the past year, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
And remember, you can listen to all of these episodes in our archives. You can get them at our podcast location.
Podcast lasts about 2 months worth of shows. The archive, though,
goes all the way back to 2002.
All the way back to 2002, and you can pull your own shows.
So check those out and, you know, listen to the whole show. Because, I mean, you're hearing snippets, but sometimes we get on a roll, it just bleeds over into other bits.
As a matter of fact, I know for a fact that Charles Band, we also had guests in the studio that night, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had so much going on.
We had a lot going on, but having that Charles Band interview was just huge. I actually emailed a friend of mine, Mike, who I grew up with, and he lost his shit when I told him I had interviewed him. He was the guy we grew up watching those movies. So.
Yep. And same thing with my friend Joker. Mm-hmm. You know, he introduced me to Full Moon, and the one awkward question I did ask was, why is it... shall I just play that?
Play the interview.
Mr. Band, are you on the phone?
How's it going?
How's it going? Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now is... Well, what's your official title with Full Moon?
I don't know, just like Inventor Dude.
Inventor Dude of Full Moon Features... Charles Band, ladies and gentlemen, warm welcome.
You are a god. Ooh,
yes, very much so. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me. That sounds like you got a lot of people in that room.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, we got four of us in the room right now.
And Murphy, okay. Murphy's
a
crying.
A dominatrix in the green room, and it's one of those shows.
Murphy's crying right now.
Yes, Murphy is shaking.
All right.
This is awesome.
Well, I look forward to meeting you guys, you know, at the venue, you know, when I'm chopping heads off and there's like hundreds of naked chicks running around, you know.
Perfect.
Is this going to be naked headless chicks or these chicks?
Naked headless chicks?
Yeah.
I haven't figured that out yet. What's the point of that?
Chief asks a little bit too much out of everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure you could make it happen.
So, guys,
you could.
Guys out there, you guys do know Full Moon Movies. There's the guys. These are the guys who gave us. I'm a little twitchy here.
Yes.
These are the guys that gave us classics like Puppet Man or Puppet Man.
Doll Man.
Puppet Master. Demonic Toys.
Trancers.
Trancers. Robot Jocks. Crash and Burn.
That's right.
I mean, these are some incredible movies.
Awesome films that, you know, many a nights were just spent watching these films, and this is awesome. And we of course, have a ton of obligatory questions. Hopefully, they're not going to be too boring for you.
Not at all. Just fire away.
Awesome. You know what? I'd like to go first. You know, this is something, and I got to say this, I'm not going to try to be insulting or anything like that, but back in the day in high school, we'd rent these, you know, we rent Full Moon Features. If it had a Full Moon anywhere on the label, we rented it, basically, is how it worked out. I mean, it just, we love the films, but we always have one question, and this is the dream question that we've always wanted to ask.
Sure.
Did you just shoot the films until you ran out of budget?
Did we shoot the films until I ran out of budget?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, man.
Meaning
it always seemed like they just ended too soon. It was just like, oh, there could be more. Where's more?
Of course. No, because, you know, it's really hard when you have, you know, very low budgets to make these. These are all very ambitious films. I mean, you know, the concepts are sort of pretty big. And the irony, of course, is today most of the studio films are these kind of movies with hundreds of $200 million budgets. So, and of course, we've gone to the extreme where, you know, you go to the, I don't know, in my opinion, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the last one, it's like, when is this thing over? It just never ended. It's one huge set piece after the other. So, you know, at that time, it was really... you know, I wanted to do as much as I could, but it was a bit of a science because at the end of the day, you didn't have enough money to go 100, 120 minutes. So, you know, you wanted to do as much as you could, but it was usually, you know, 70 to 75 minute running time. So kind of on the short side.
Yeah. Well, with our shortest attention spans at the time, it actually filled out just as much time as we could stand.
Well, I also think, you know, when you really think about it, I mean, a lot of these movies I think would play better. All these big event movies we see that are in the sci-fi, fantasy, and horror genre, I think would play better if they were a little shorter, because today there's such an excess of money and running time, and there are no producers, the directors are allowed to go wild, and I think many of these movies are just too long.
Yeah, look at Waterworld.
Well, you know, let me actually ask another question in here. And now... If, let's say, with all these films and their running times, and let's take one of your films, and let's say you had, like, George Lucas's budget.
Right.
Which one of your films would you redo or redigitize or put in more stuff or take out stuff?
Well, if I had to remake a movie on that budget, I mean, there's so many themes, and I must admit a lot of them are a lot of fun, but I'd probably take an old movie I made in the 70s called Laser Blast.
Which one was it?
And I make that with a ton of money. That was about a kid who finds his laser gun, these aliens just happen to leave. And then he gets revenge on all the people who treated him bad.
What was the name of it again?
Laser Blast.
Laser Blast. Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
I've never seen that one.
That's a good one. But that's like the late 70s. That came out around the same time as Star Wars. But as far as Full Moon is concerned, probably like Dr. Mordred, because I like that
idea
of the magician guy, and maybe Trancers or Robot Wars. Oh, there's so many.
Trancers, yes.
You know, you've got such a huge repertoire of films and so much stuff out there, but and I'm sure you get this all the time, but out of all of them, which one is your favorite?
Wow. That's I don't know. I mean, I've got four or five that are in the top 10, but I've made like 270 movies, so it's really hard to do that. Some of the more obscure ones, like Head of the Family, definitely Trancers, Meridian, From Beyond, which predates, during the Empire years, predates Full Moon, Dolls. I don't know, there's a bunch of them. And more recently, I just finished a movie which is coming out in a few short weeks called The Evil Bong, starring Tommy Chong.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it's like a perfect movie, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, even though it's a small B film. So,
right.
You know, there are a few that are about to come out that I had a lot of fun making that I think are going to, you know, people are going to like.
So what was it like working with Tommy Chong on Evil Bong?
He was great. I mean, it's a demented concept, and when you're in... when you come to the show in Vegas, Tommy may show up. We have a bunch of other guest celebrities. We actually have bong replicas we're selling that definitely don't work because I don't want to go to the slammer like Tommy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did any feds drop in to check out production?
They just kind of do a walk
through. He's great. He's a pro. He's done it for over 40 years. He's just a wonderful guy, you know, and he was really great in the film, and it was a lot of fun. It was, and Evil Bong's also fun for Full Moon fans because I sort of pulled in... a number of characters, both puppets and real humans who have been in prior Full Moon films to kind of do a walkthrough in the bong world. Because once you smoke from the bong and you're in the bong world, you know, anything can happen. So it was like a Full Moon reunion. So I had Tim Thomerson was there as the Jack Death character, and Phil Fondacaro, who's a dwarf dude, has been in many of my films, and Bill Moseley. And then we have the, you know, dolls and puppets from Demonic Toys and Ginger Dead Man. And so it was that kind of movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to see it right now.
When does this come out?
Comes out a week before Halloween, but we're going to have advanced copies at the roadshow. So anybody coming to the celebrity room there in Vegas, they can get bong copies and bong shirts and bong replicas.
You guys, remember, that is going to be Sunday, September 17th at the Celebrity Nightclub and Lounge. It's going to be 201
right.
North 3rd Street here in Vegas. And you can go to Full Moon Direct and get tickets for not only that show, but all of the horror roadshows.
Yeah, I'm doing 21 cities,
wow.
And Vegas, I think, is the third stop. It's gonna be great. It's such a crazy show. I mean, we're cutting heads off. We're doing some really, aside from the fact that anybody who's into the movies, I think will enjoy the show because we have a number of people showing up have been sort of the stars of these films, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that no one's seen before. But it is really, first and foremost, an entertainment. So I've become sort of like stand-up crazy guy, and there's audience participation stuff. I'll direct some scenes on stage. One is called The Casting Couch, and all this involves, of course, hot chicks to some degree. And we have a way of sort of measuring the degree of hot chicks, because one of our props is called the boner meter. So I can't tell you any more in surprise and spoil the surprise, but it's a bit of a demented Ozfest for a couple hours.
You know, that's awesome. Comparing the... setting this one up, how did that first one go? What did you feel like when you were setting up the first, you know, Full Moon Horror Roadshow?
I you cut out. Say that again?
I'm sorry. When you were setting, you know, doing this and saying all the things, you know, with the movies and with the decapitation and the boner meter, how is this going to, you know, when you were setting up that first one, is it what you wanted or, you know, was it, I don't know how I want to say this. Was it
everything you wanted it to be?
Yeah, was it everything you wanted it to be?
Well, I this is the second year I'm doing this. Last year I did an 18-city tour. And it was the first time I've done anything like this, and I've been trying to find a way, since the world definitely has changed for independence. I've been trying to find a way to get the word out and meet the fans and just do something different. And I'm lucky in that I'm known for a body of work, and it's sort of, you know, par more than anything else. And there are a bunch of people seeing these movies over the years, so I thought, well, why not? You know, much like a rock and roll band goes out there and, you know, does its thing, why don't I go and just take a show on the road and not just promote the films, but, you know, give people a little sense of what's going on and how these pictures are made and, I mean, have fun with it, but also, you know, just open up things that people aren't really aware of. And, you know, we bring merchandise, we do all the usual stuff, but there are definitely some moments that I think anyone will find very entertaining, even if they're not totally into these films.
Cool. Now, what is the craziest city that you've hosted so far, that you've come to?
The craziest city from last year was, well, probably Houston, because I was there shortly after the Katrina thing, and the venue was about a 700-seat, or I shouldn't say seat-slash-standing-room-only bar, and it was very edgy, and I decided, which may have been a mistake at the last minute, to give away the show for free, sort of like, hey, Houston, you guys have been through a lot of crap, and, you know, I think they had just all vacated and came back, or I forget exactly what was going on, but they were going through trauma. So, of course, you know, you give away a free show that's already weird, you know, in a place. I think there were four bars, actually, in the venue.
Oh, no.
And so you had, you know, hundreds of extremely drunk characters. And I mean, they loved the show, but there were things that happened after the show that I can't even describe. But
you were almost deported.
pretty intense. But that's one that was memorable just because of the venue and of how many people showed up and just... You know, I mean, the first girl who came on stage and took her top off, and why people were motivated to do that was kind of interesting because most of the other cities it didn't happen. But these girls really wanted to come up. There was kind of like Girls Gone Wild, which was by itself a fun experience for especially the audience. But
right.
It was one of those nights where I was actually happy at the end that it ended because it was actually concerned getting out of there. So that was probably the weirdest city.
You know, you said the Girls Gone Wild. And the only thing I could think of is instead of like a wet T-shirt contest, you have like the most gory blood scene contest.
Well, what I have them do, one of the things I have, which actually makes its debut in Evil Bong, is I have a novelty line of items called the Monster Bra. So you have like the eye bra, the skull bra.
Oh, I've seen
kind
that.
Kind of a goth thing. The bigger bra, which is for girls who don't want to spend $10,000 on a boob job. They just put on the bigger bra and boom, they got huge knockers. And you can go to monsterbra.com and check these out. But
helping
we'll
out the
have
world.
Them on the road show. But that's, I had prototypes last year and, you know, I had girls come up and model those. And that was a fun moment in the show.
Cool. Yeah, those eyeball bras are looking pretty funny. My wife and I were looking at that on online the other day.
Yeah, my fiance actually gave me the thumbs up for that bigger bra.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, Charles, I wanted to ask you something. You mentioned earlier that a lot of studios are starting to do the B-movie thing, except with ungodly budgets.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the sort of thing that, like, can we expect Full Moon to keep doing what they're doing, or are you guys going to look for more of a, like, a mainstream thing now?
No,
switching
no mainstream.
Positions?
I'm not into that. No, I think, you know, it's great to have a lot of money, and we don't have that, and so many times, you know, most times, I guess, necessity is the mother of invention. So, you know, we wind up, I hope, making at least one out of two movies that are, you know, character-driven, that have some edgy, crazy thing no one's ever thought of before. I just finished a movie called Dead Man's Hand, which I'm really proud of. It's about a haunted casino, apropos Vegas, and no one's ever done that before. And Sid Haig is the star from, you know, House of a Thousand Corpses,
yep,
and Devil's Rejects, and Michael Berryman from the original Hills Have Eyes. And it's just a wonderful, creepy tale of the 60s casino this kid inherits, and without, again, going into the storyline. I mean, it's just... It's fun to come up with ideas like the Evil Bong, which is pretty out there. And, you know, 90 days later, you're shooting the movie, and 3 months after that, it's out. And that sort of freedom and flexibility doesn't exist in the major studio system. Now, there are trade-offs, so you don't have all the money. But, you know, if you're clever, you can still make, you know, a picture that, like, you guys remember, some of the older Full Moon films.
Right.
So I like to
keep
doing that.
Now, you know, speaking of, like, the money and the budget and stuff, what kind of budgets did you have to work on when you were creating, like, Demonic Toys and the Puppet Masters and things like that? And, I mean, the budget in the sense of the animatronics and the stop motion and all that.
The budgets, I mean, you know, we exaggerate because that's kind of what we're taught to do, but the real budgets of those movies are all between, say, $400,000 and $700,000.
Wow. That is like... Yeah. That's like the special effects cost for one shot in, like, Mission Impossible 3.
Well, that's the cappuccino budget on Mission Impossible.
Yeah, exactly. That's
relative to big movies today, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Now, Charles, I know you've got Evil Bong that's coming out, and I've seen the trailer for Petrified, and you've got Dead Man's Hand. I know Full Moon's got things in the works, and I got to ask this because I'm a total fanboy. I've heard rumors of a new Puppet Master movie sometime in January. Is there any truth to this?
No, next year there are three. I'm making six films, three of which are sequels to prior Full Moon films, and three are new. The sequels are I'm making a Puppet Master film. That's more like... towards the end of the year. I'm also making a sequel to Doll Man. That was a great sort of setup, and I would have liked to have made more back then. Again, that's Tim Thomerson playing Doll Man, you know, pissed off cop from the future, lands on this planet. He's only 13 inches tall.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mordred with Jeffrey Combs.
Awesome.
Really?
Also,
very
nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, I also did Reanimator with and From Beyond and a whole slew of other films in the 80s. So those are the three sequels, and then there are three new projects introducing new characters, hopefully a new franchise, and... I'm excited you guys are coming to the show. I'm telling you, the show, it's hard to describe it, but I think you'll laugh. You'll leave with a big grin on your face and a pile of weird merchandise and God knows what else.
Oh, I can't wait. I've seen the shots of people that have gotten various props and stuff, especially the gentleman who picked up the Jack-in-the-Box from Demonic Toys, and I don't even want to guess how much he had to pay for that, but that would definitely be something.
Much. You know, I tell you, in at every city, I've saved so many props for the years and dolls and several hundred of them, because in many cases, when you do an effects film, you have seven or eight, let's say, blades in one movie. They each do something different. They each have a different purpose. You know, one can have the eyes that pop out. One, the head turns in a certain way. One can jump. So it's not like we make hundreds, but we've got, you know, at least a dozen or two over the years accumulated, and I've saved a lot of this. So my idea was going out on the road to bring four or five of the original puppets or stuffed puppets or dolls and actually auction them off to the audience, to the fans. Now, I know on eBay they'll go for a lot of dough, and this is more driven by let's just let the fans see what happens, and, you know, everyone winds up bringing one home. And in some cases last year, they went for nothing. I mean, $2,000 to $3,000 props went for $200, you know. So never once has any of these gone real crazy, because it's just for whatever reason, they've been bid up. I mean, we've got, I think the Demonic Toys went for $1,000, which was nice. Kind of on the high end of what these things go for. So it really depends on the city and who's bidding and, you know, how crazy they are. But none of them have gone for crazy money, and it's a lot of fun. It's like in the middle of this crazy smorgasbord of God knows what I'm doing on stage, we do an auction. And, I mean, some of the fans are out there. Like, I had a situation on one of the stops last year where the fan was so excited bidding on, I think it was Blade, that every time he would say, like, $50, I'd say, okay, we're at $850. Who says $900? He would call up his next bid, $900. I go, dude, don't do that. You're bidding against yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Care.
Calm
he
down.
Just, he was just bidding against himself.
Man. Oh, my God.
So, guys, remember the only thing he does by himself.
Yeah. On the website, you guys have the Charles Band DVD Collection Volume 1, and then and that's on sale. How many of these
volumes? Well, you guys are informed, but that just went up yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. How many of these are you guys going to be going to be releasing, and is going to, I mean, how many movies per collection are you guys shooting for here?
It's hard to say, because up to now there's five other box sets. There's the Trancers box set, there's Subspecies box set, there's Dollman and Demonic Toys box set. This is a collection of some of the earlier Bullman films that I directed. Another one that's going to be available for the show is the Stuart Gordon box set, which has Pit and the Pendulum, which is really a pretty cool indie film, and Castle Freak. And yep. So, you know, maybe we'll have maybe one out a quarter or something like that.
Okay.
You know, Charlie, you mentioned the box sets, but there was one that was left out that I got to ask you about.
Yeah.
Are you pissed off about the Puppet Master box set?
Well, you know, it's a long story, and we actually still have some left. We're not. We'll bring them to the show again. Hopefully, by the end of the show, because we have enough that we'll probably space out 20 or 30 per city, and then they'll be kind of forever gone. Because there are rights issues that involve those early movies that are just too complicated to unravel. So they were out very briefly years ago. Then they went off the market. We kept the stash. And then they started going for like crazy money on eBay, like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're back with a few for every stop, and they're going to go for $100.
Wow, nice. that is cool. I think that's $100. I'll definitely break out,
guys. That's the whole collection. That's like the whole eight DVDs.
Even the new Legacy one as well.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Nice. That was a cool one. For those of you who haven't seen Puppet Master Legacy, it is a small story, but it's mostly clips. But if you are a Puppet Master fan, it's one of the good ones out there, because you get to see all your favorite things. And, you know, seeing Torch pop up there and Flamethrower, little kid, was that was highlight for me. Guys, you got to remember,
great. This
is going to be Charles Band's Full Moon Horror Road Show 2006 tour. It is going to be here in Vegas September 17th at the Celebrity Nightclub and Lounge. 201 North 3rd Street here in Vegas.
And I got to say that for anybody who's listening on the podcast, for anybody who's listening online, anywhere, go to fullmoondirect.com, click on the link, find out where they are. Maybe they're in your town.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you guys are amazing, and I look forward to seeing you in Vegas, because you'll have some fun.
Awesome. We look forward to it.
Mr. Band, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on, and we can't wait to see you.
Yes, once again, thanks
so much.
You are a god.
Yeah, pretty much. You are a god, sir.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I'm actually on my way to see a demonstration of the guillotine.
Nice.
Oh, really?
It's a centerpiece for the roadshow.
And who are you testing it on?
All I can say is I'm just hopeful it works correctly, because if it doesn't, the tour will sort of be canceled.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, we can get you some big axes. Yeah. You don't have to have a guillotine.
I just make sure you test it on watermelon first.
Okay.
What, does he go for a Gallagher act now?
That's apparently what we're doing. But we are going to call up a chick from every city, and this should be pretty cool. I don't want to spoil the effect, but it's even though the guillotine effect or illusion has been around for over 100 years, we put an extra little spin on it, which no one's ever done. And as satisfying as it may be, it also makes it a little more dangerous. So we'll see what happens.
Well, promise me when you're here in Vegas, instead of a chick, you put Carrot Top under there and you botch it.
No, that wouldn't be appealing to anyone. I think you want to... Well, maybe it would be.
Yeah, it would be really appealing. No, we'd like it.
All right, well, Mr. Band, thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you.
And we'll see you in September.
You got it. Thanks awesome. So much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome. I think Murphy creamed
you,
us.
You didn't even look.
Trench and I were writing out questions, and you could see mine. The writing is all shaky.
My legibility is bad to begin with. Now, I like how you went from calling him Chuck Charles to Mr. Band.
I started off calling him Mr. Band, and even in the emails back and forth with his people, it was always Mr. Band. Do you mean Charlie? Because you got to remember his brother did all the music.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What do you say, guys? We cut to a break, and then we will get our guests in here.
Works for me. Let me just.
Oh,
everybody,
yeah.
Everybody was geeking on
Everybody likes it.
Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back. Oh, wow. As a matter of fact, we went to the road show. Very disappointing turnout.
Yeah,
we bitched about that the next week.
We bitched about that for weeks after.
Oh, my God. But you did end up with the stunt puppet
for Blade. Yep.
And then you also ended up with the DVD set.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
That you were nice enough to buy me.
Yes, as a thank you.
Outstanding.
So, as a matter of fact, we even had another interview. We kind of got a random call from Charles a couple weeks later, but the podcast machine crapped out that week. But it was really cool. And, we were even talking about, I know this year, 2007, he was talking about doing something this month. We were never able to get to, but...
No. And then there's another thing up in October, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get out there for that either.
Probably won't get to go out there and do it.
No!
you'll survive. All right. So, we went from Charles Band, so we got to go back to a low point, kind of a part two. When we fucking around with Tech Pepsi, and I don't know how this guy earned two spots in this, but he earned it. He called back. Now, this is after we just were we were assholes to him that first time. He actually called us back and, well... I can assume we were just assholes again.
Hey, who'd have guessed it?
Really. Spank Wagon Radio, this is The Bitch Show. Let's get to Tech Pepsi Part 2.
The Wrangler. Yeah, the new one.
Wrangler.
Pretty freaking awesome.
Compass.
Fuck off.
Make fun of my neon. That's even worse.
Tech, are you there?
Hey, he's...
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Bring down the music. Now, Tech, we had you on last week, and I was rude to you, and I'm sorry. I really do. I apologize. And after the show, Trench and I had a big conversation about it, and he actually ripped into me pretty bad. He said, I need to be nicer to the listeners. After talking about it a little bit, it wasn't just the listeners. He thinks I was just mean to you, and he thinks I am on a continual basis. So I'd like to apologize, but there's a little more to it. You see, I think Trench has a thing for you, and he just
what?
Can't admit it.
Oh, please!
Do you got my music up? Yeah, I think he has a little thing for you. And why don't you tell Trench how you feel? Tech, tell Trench how you feel about him. Tell him how you feel about him.
Come on, be honest.
I got a volume flight over here too, bitch.
So do I.
Oh, come on. Bring that shit up. Oh.
Now.
Oh, he must have dropped again.
Tech. Oh, dude.
He must have dropped.
You can't
hide
from your feelings, Trench.
Yeah, dude.
You can't hide.
We all know.
You're right. I can't hide from my feelings. Tech Pepsi, we're happy to have you as a listener, but it's actually, if you notice, Murphy, every week in, week out, wants you to point out how gay you are.
Dude, do not.
For his own pleasure.
Don't turn this. Look.
It's only for his own. It's only for Murphy's own pleasure.
You and I had this conversation last week.
Of course we did.
Yes, and you said you think he is an outstanding listener.
Yes.
You also said that you would love to have him on the show more often.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never said on the show.
And then you made a lot of references. You made a lot of references to how his mouth works.
What?
Tell me you didn't.
How? I did not.
You were saying left and right that it sounds like he's got a dick in his mouth. Okay? Now,
gay porn is so hot.
I don't think it's a porn
thing. You know
what?
He has gay porn for you.
I don't have any on my laptop right now. I just have the regular.
You know, this is coming from the guy. Wait, you're trying to say you're the one that carries hermaphrodite porn with you.
I don't have any hermaphrodite porn.
You're the one that carries tranny porn with you.
I don't carry it with me. I had it for one night.
What happens with all... You wanted to get all those trannies in the studio tonight.
Oh, I so wanted to get trannies in the studio.
You. Who said it? You. You wanted to get all those trannies
in the studio. I'm the booker.
Yeah. Okay, you're the booker.
All I do is bring guests in.
You're only catering to your own interest by doing that.
So what does that mean about Grant Imahara? Are you trying to say Grant Imahara is a tranny?
No, I'm not saying Grant Imahara is a tranny. I'm saying
Are you trying to say Charles Band is a tranny? And you answer that incorrectly, I will take my boot off and beat you to death with it.
Well, correctly, I would say no.
What the fuck you got boots up for?
Because it's deep with shit.
I got my fucking boots on, dude.
Every fucking week.
Yeah, you are really.
Thank
like
you.
My
yeah.
No, but you are seriously, dude, I think you have a thing. I think you have a thing for Tech Pepsi. And I think it's very subliminal.
What sort of thing do you think I have?
I think you're curious about the gay guy.
I'm not curious about
Murphy.
The gay guy.
I think you are.
Murphy.
Hey, you guys know
why the fuck you got boots
No, seriously.
On?
I think you guys need to know
wait,
this.
Wait, guys,
no, this
guys,
is really important. Genocide. I think you guys need to know this, that even if you're raped, you're still gay. So I don't, you know, whatever your personal experiences may be, you just come to terms with it.
Everybody
you know?
Here who's had another hand's man up his butt, raise your hand.
It's only gay after the first knuckle. That's what I've heard. Like, if it's up to the first knuckle, you're
Come
cool.
Come on, dude.
What?
Come on, dude.
What? I've never had a guy's hand up my ass.
Finger?
Nope.
Has a man ever jammed anything up your butt?
Absolutely.
Oh,
see, there
it's
you go.
It's called a doctor. It's called colonoscopy.
No, it just slid right in. There was no jamming involved.
There was actually a small gravitational force that just pulled it in from across the room.
What's that giant sucking noise?
Other than last week's show.
Oh, God. Last week's show was horrible.
Dude, I'm serious. I think you have a thing for tech,
no,
and I
you
think
what,
you need
what?
To admit it.
I will say this about Tech Pepsi. He's a dedicated listener,
yeah,
and I love dedicated listener.
Is it just me, or does it sound like he's rationalizing this?
Of course I'm rationalizing.
See?
I have to go. I have to rationalize because you're fucking attacking.
See, he's bringing it back to me again. Dude, I like Tech. I think he's a nice guy, but you're the one who was so wrapped up in his homophobia that you couldn't even talk to him last week.
No, no. What you were doing last week and the stunt you were trying to pull last week sucked.
I was trying to help
rude.
A listener.
No,
I was trying to help
do
a listener.
What? No. You were helping a listener at my expense, and that ain't going to happen because I helped no one at my expense.
Not
no
even
one.
His own wife.
No one.
Yeah.
No one.
Look, dude, all I'm saying is I think you have a thing for him.
Yes, you do. Well,
see, look, Decaf agrees.
Every time he calls on the phone, your cheeks turn all red and shit.
Yeah,
to
see?
Yeah.
You get a little nervous. You can't get on the mic. You back away a little bit.
You start stuttering. You start flailing.
All right, all right,
arms.
All right. Perry fucking Mason, shut the fuck up. All right? No.
You need
happily married. My wife has a pussy. No.
You know.
What was that guy? What was his name? Ted Haggard? He was married, wasn't he?
Hey, guys, in the chat.
But Ted Haggard is more related to Chief because Chief used to be a Catholic priest.
I'm reformed.
Former.
What's going on?
Actually, he's going to play with prostitutes.
You know, just guys, an observation here. You guys spent a lot of time talking about cock when there's four hot chicks in the studio. I mean, that might
That's
be indicative
what I'm
of
saying.
Something. Five. I'm sorry.
Lauren, you need to talk more.
Sorry, I don't
She's
really
hot.
Know much about gayness. I have nothing to say.
Wait, it's sitting right over there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
When you finally go to college, you'll have an experience. Trust me. No, but actually in the chat room here, Tech Pepsi says, you know what? I call in Daily Noise. I never get cut out. You guys cut me.
You ever notice that?
Don't.
And who's the one who controls the phone button?
Wait. I cut everybody when I want to.
That's
not
true. No, he does.
He lets some people ramble on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, then I start cutting them off.
Unless he's attracted to them, and then he feels uncomfortable and he can't deal with it and he cuts it off.
Yet again, we're talking about guys. We have a room full of chicks. Thank you, Genocide, for pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All I'm just pointing out the fact is that I think you're attracted to another man. That's just my feelings.
It's you.
You're attracted to me?
Yes, absolutely.
Murphy.
That's a wonderful thing, but sorry, dude, I'm just not into you
I'm
like
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. You have to be. You're the one that keeps talking about it.
I'm going to have to call shenanigans. You want
shenanigans.
It.
Shenanigans.
This is a lame conversation. Again, yes. Lauren is sitting in front of you looking all kinds of hot.
Already know.
Actually, that's very... Notice how Decaf hasn't really said anything? That's because he's...
Oh, we got a call.
Okay.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air?
Yeah, I'm back again.
See?
Hey.
Again, let me point this out. You know the number because you got the caller ID
right
there.
This is a different number.
Sure.
This is a fucking different number.
So, Lauren, ask him a question.
Lauren, you said you don't know anything about gay people. We've got a gay guy on the phone. You want
to
ask him?
Ask a question to the gay guy.
I don't know what to ask.
Ask him if he ever been with a girl.
Ask him if he's a power bottom.
She's blushing.
Have you ever been with a girl?
Yes, but it just felt weird.
It felt weird. It feels different?
Yeah, it felt different. Yeah, oh. Very different.
Is it not as tight, or?
No, I just didn't.
He doesn't know what to say.
Like, he's totally flabbergasted.
Let him answer.
I just didn't feel right.
All right, now remember we talked about tech. You have to enunciate your words.
I have a syndrome that I have a speech impediment with.
Wait, you have a syndrome? I gotta contain myself. I must not play with a retarded boy.
Tech, I'm gonna let you go because it's gonna just go downhill from here. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Tech. Oh my God. Stay away from the strange cock. I know.
Okay, so now he's gay and has a syndrome.
He ruins family photos on all different levels, doesn't he?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
daddy's
Whoa!
A little
disappointed.
Hello. Holy shit.
Hello. Well,
and the gay just went right out of the show.
I'm
not really sure if my shirt's showing enough cleavage, though.
It's not. It could way
more. Holy crap.
Look,
turn
right
the camera on, you fucking fag lover. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Oh, there we go.
So the girls are coming out, literally, and so now Decaf couldn't even wait till the show was over. He had to get the pictures in now.
No, you shit. Beautiful.
All right, so Lauren, we've got you here on mic with us.
Yes.
Tell us about your...
Oh, wow.
That was funny.
And I remember that night because we had... I forgot that was... Genocide.
Yeah,
and
Genocide and a couple of the other girls.
Girls from Lucky Betty's, luckybetty's.com. That was Ginger's project.
Still is her project.
She's doing another calendar. Hopefully we'll actually get her in studio sometime before it launches, and we'll be able to shill the hell out of that one, because I don't know about you, but I bought a shitload of calendars to give away to people and do for a contest. Always awesome. And as a matter of fact, it was thanks to Ginger that we got to do our first live show. At MJ's Bar and Grill here.
I was going through that for best of stuff, and it's kind of hard to listen to.
It was a very tough show because we were first ever remote, trying to get the audio levels right, and we couldn't. We sounded like shit. I mean, that was the worst sounding show.
I think it was just where we were standing in relation to the rest of the speakers.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was Tech Pepsi and his gayness. And you know, we haven't really heard much from Tech.
I think you abused him completely out of the scene.
Me, I think you rejected his love.
Wow, yeah, that's exactly it, because I need a guy with a syndrome.
It's a syndrome.
Power bottoming. Anyhow, speaking of
Must
Ginger.
Must not play with a retarded boy.
Yeah, that was great. One thing I got to say is I love listening to our past year, because we had just so much fucking fun this past year with everybody we've had in the studio and the guests and everything. And
oh, admit it. You just like the fact we've been brutal to everybody.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Brutal. I got to say, though, it was great having Ginger here for a very short time, because it was pretty much just about, 6 months that she was here, part of the show. But in that 6 months, we got to see some of the most beautiful women you could ever want to lay eyes on.
And we almost got to see Ginger's tits a couple of times.
That we did. And that was... Decaf still talks about the side boob shot he almost got.
Side boob.
All right. Let's have more fun with Ginger's tits. Really, really like. So I hope you guys like them all. While you're at break, go check. Yes, I'm checking those out too. Oh, she played with her boobs again.
I was trying to fix them.
Ginger,
phenomenal.
I have to tell you something. You have a phenomenal chest.
You know, okay. I'm glad that we're talking about this. We can't go to break now.
No, we can't.
Because after doing... Okay, this is silly. I've been in the industry for 5 years. I've been doing makeup for 9.
I was going to say porn, the adult industry.
In the makeup industry. I never really get too bad of a sense of self-security because I'm not retarded. But after doing the calendar and after hanging out with... Like, don't get me wrong. Corsets are hot. I'll wear them forever. But after hanging around with all these girls with fake boobs, I'm like, God damn. I'm starting to feel so... not right. Like, I need a pair even though I refuse to get them. It's stupid. It's so stupid, and it's so sad.
We gotta cut you off here.
Whoa.
Ginger,
whoa,
sweetie.
Whoa.
It's so dumb.
As someone who has wanted to sleep with you for a very, very long time, you have a phenomenal body, okay? You are smoking hot.
Show the picture.
don't.
Me and you. Yeah. This is like this. My face is here. The fucking tit is here, and her face is like right there. There's like only three objects in the whole fucking picture.
Don't let plastic Barbie dolls change the way you think about
yourself. It's just retarded. It's so stupid.
What a shame.
Very much a shame.
We should throw you down the studio stairs for saying something so fucking stupid.
I just did a photo shoot.
Wait. You want to beat her up and bruise her for being self-conscious?
I did a photo shoot yesterday with a girl who's 20 years old. And it was for Maxim Magazine. It was this UNLV contest, or I'm sorry, a contest for Maxim Magazine and Spike TV, who can be Miss College, whatever. So she's wearing scantily see-through, whatever.
Scantily.
And I look at her and I'm like, damn, your tits are hot. And I got closer where the guys weren't around and I said, are those real? She goes, no, honey, they're fake. I was like, you're 20 years old. She's like, I know, I got them when I was 18. I was like, but your boobs don't stop growing until you're 23, like 21 to 23. No one in my family has boobs. It's okay. They're fine. I got to get them redone every 10 years. I was just like.
You'll read that, get a touch up.
See, but just for dude, someone like that, though, just, that's just, an investment.
She just,
I know.
Yeah, she just turned her boobs into body work.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking used car.
Yeah, no. Okay. I got to get them adjusted every 10 years.
Okay, I'll shut up.
No, you don't have to shut up, sweetie. No. You are fucking smoking
it's
hot.
It's just retarded that it gets to that point because I get so used to seeing it. And it's so, like, guys that are 20 years old that I work with think Jennifer Tilly is disgusting.
Oh!
And then they see a model that is a size zero with no hips with these giant fake double D boobs. And I'm like, but you think that's hot, right? Because it's what people get accustomed to seeing.
I would take Jennifer Tilly any day.
She has such a hot body. And she's so nice.
I'd actually just want her to talk dirty to me.
I'd fucking drill her like the Alaskan oil.
You know what? No, you know what? Jennifer Tilly could read the fucking Reader's Digest to me and I'd have a hard on.
Okay, if I work with her this week, if
you gonna work
she's
with her
there,
this week?
I work with her all
poker,
the time.
Poker, I bet.
If she's there, I'll ask her if she'll call in.
Nice.
I'll ask her.
So you no, can, no, you, no. You, I'm sitting next to you. I will get Tech Pepsi on the phone. We need to talk about that later, by the way.
Wait, there's nothing to talk about. All right, so anyhow, we need to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. Sorry, I took that one.
You did, damn it. All right, we'll be back.
I never get to say it.
You know,
I miss Ginger's boobies.
I do too, because, you know, especially when she's sitting across and she's adjusting the corset. Oh my God. You know, I don't know what this is, a clip show or the best of Tech Pepsi.
You know, it's.
And even now, this is turning into the best of Tech Pepsi.
You know, he's just.
It was one character, one person.
I didn't realize we had that much Tech Pepsi.
I didn't either.
You know what? Let's play something brutal. Let's play something just where I'm going to. I put one on there.
Well, okay, because I had one of mine.
Oh, okay. Play one of yours.
This one, again, as always, everything digresses to sex. Everything digresses to sex.
Instem includes a written contract signed by all three that specifies sexual services and the pay the girl would get, including clothing and body piercings.
Wait.
How much pay?
There's a contract. What is it with these idiots making fucking contracts?
Yeah.
It was like we covered in the show a few months ago, the dude that wrote a wifely contract. You will scrub the floors.
You will submit
to sex in knee-high stockings on request.
I wish you would show that how much she's getting and fucking why.
Well, she's getting clothing and body piercings and other things. But wait, the investigation has led to additional charges against the man, 37 years old, for allegedly sexual abuse against a second girl who's younger than 13.
Jesus.
Wow. What?
You're 30 fucking 7 years old.
You're fucking a 15-year-old because you have a contract, and then you go after a 13-year-old
younger
kid?
Think about it. You're fucking a kid. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't.
It's called a sheet over
the head.
The
woman
helped facilitate
a 2-month sexual relationship between the boyfriend and her daughter. The woman was aware of this. That's the
part that blows my mind.
And this really fucking furthers.
Cover the flag, cover the head.
Hey, by the way, Spank Wagon Radio, we want you guys to join in on the roundtable anytime. Anyone can do this. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257 and join in on this conversation. So,
and
all right.
That's true. No, and this actually furthers my belief that, I mean, as a nation, we need to start putting in legislation about who is not allowed to have children.
We should never.
Fucking smart enough not to use your kids as a fucking sex object.
No,
but obviously people aren't.
No, people aren't. But here's
not
the thing.
Not everybody's doing
you
it,
you want
dude.
The government
the
to
thing.
Control when you reproduce?
I've read Orwell. Okay,
why do you want the government to control when you reproduce? Hey,
well, obviously
wait,
with the government.
Wait, time out. Studio Troll, could you come in here for just a moment? Please. All right. Here. Come here, please.
Come here.
Just a moment.
How the fuck are people supposed
to
hear
you? Come here. Come here, Chief. Come here. No, stay right there. I want you to stand right by the door.
Come over here.
Show everybody your tits.
Yeah, that's one thing we do have. Oh, no! Titties. Those are awfully
but
tan.
Here's the thing.
What are you tanning?
And you guys didn't get to see this in the.
Come on over here, girly. Come have a seat here. Come have a seat.
Camera. Bastard.
You're awful blonde and awful tan now.
Nobody's seen the blonde girl.
Well, hey, hold on.
It's can I blonde.
Just to make a point here, okay. When you flashed your tits, you know, when you showed your tits to everybody, you know, like that, if you want to hang out in front of the camera, I'm sure our listeners would love that. The
she
thing is,
new.
I grabbed Chief's head and kept him from looking. That is what the government is going to do to you. And they're going to do it indiscriminately. And you want them to tell you when you can have kids?
Okay,
or
but here's the thing.
No,
hold on.
No, because then they're going to get to the point where they could tell you when to fuck. And that isn't right.
And I do believe that it is a slippery slope argument. But I really think within the next 10 years, we're going to see more and more of a case of this. And I mean, I'll just Huxley, the person who wrote Brave New World. He took a different role of this. You know, in his utopian future, children were trained with sexual things when they were 6 years old.
Right.
But regardless of that, I really think that if the government doesn't do something, we're going to see an increase of things like
but
this.
But why the government? Why should the government be the one that
well,
does
because
this?
It's obvious that, that the community isn't doing anything about this.
Are they not busted?
Well, I mean, these people are...
Did they not
are,
get caught?
These people are, but more and more in the news, we see more and more of instances like this. Las Vegas is one of the highest rates of teenage and underage prostitution.
Right.
Murphy should be fired!
Yeah, that's great. Here's the problem with that, though. It is a slippery slope argument. The minute you start doing something like that, it's going to go downhill.
Yeah, and there is a big risk of...
Downhill?
Downhill, nice. Yes, very nice.
As gorillas groping the troll, yes. Nice.
Love the troll.
There is a big risk of a eugenics movement.
What?
Right?
Yes, the government should be telling us what you can.
Yeah.
No, you know what, Studio Troll,
you know what,
leave,
dude? Go
leave.
To fucking Russia.
Leave.
Fuck you, dude. Go to Russia.
You know,
you
as far as I'm concerned, if the government has to tell me, you know, no.
Okay,
hey, tell in the chat room says.
Exactly.
Well, whip. Okay, guys, can I get to the chat room?
Do it.
The WIF says there should be required parenting classes before anyone conceives.
true.
That's close, and at least you're not expecting a license, because a license brings in government. Toast says, well, a lot of the law is already in place. Oral sex is already illegal in a lot of areas.
And sex for anything other than procreation is illegal in a lot of
exactly.
places. Exactly. When they say sodomy, they're not talking about ass fucking. Easy. Now Gorilla's putting his head in my lap.
Whoa.
I bet you sodomy and he gets all wind up. No, sodomy is technically sex that's anything other than procreation. So it'd be anal, oral, taking out, bust one on her tits, you know. Yeah, you know, all the kind of stuff I like.
The good shit?
Okay, well,
needless to say. That's it. I'm done.
Oh.
Lips. Brad.
If you've got something to say, call up and say it, dick-nose.
Okay, why... You know, maybe people just like to fuck with you.
I give a fuck. Call up if he's got something to say. He can hide behind the keyboard. He can call up and talk.
I think Lips should call again.
Well, Lips is fine. Brad's fine.
And we need to give Lips 2 minutes.
I just love the fact that there's a dude named Lips.
You know, yeah. I know that's
and then,
really
and then
funny part.
And then we give Murphy 2 minutes.
All right.
And then we do a rebuttal.
We'll do it. We need to go to another quick break because we're gonna wrap some time up. Thank you.
Whoa.
So we're gonna do? Go to a quick break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a little bit.
Wow, I had no idea that was the Brad Knight.
Yeah, that was also the Brad Knight. I didn't pull that because we've beaten that one to a fucking bloody pulp.
Wow.
Holy crap, I got to sneeze. Why do I...
Bless you.
Oh!
Again.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. Yeah, that was the night that Brad... Yeah, y'all talk about anal sex too much. And, you know, we know where that's gone because we've beaten that one to death as well.
Like it orders monies.
Now, you know, there was another, you know, that was another nice thing is we do have a lot of, well, we vary. I mean, we have tits in the studio at the same time we have political chat. That's the core of Spankwagon Radio
there. I tell you what, we had some really interesting guests over the last year and some interesting conversations. What other, I mean, there were things that we didn't put in, you know, of course.
Tons. There's, look, if you really want to know, just go from August of 07 all the way back to August of 06 and just start listening to the shows, downloading them out of the archive, which you can find at spankwagon.net, and listen to them. There's good stuff, there's bad stuff, and we've had some really bad shows, and we've had some really good shows all mixed in there. And,
yeah, no shit.
You know, it's definitely worth listening to the entire archive and going back and into the history. And if you really want to, you know, if you're brave, you could see the growth and the change of Spankwagon with myself, Murphy, Claude, Decaf. God, I now do
the
a rundown here in a minute.
On.
I'll do another rundown here in a minute. Even the co-hosts we've had in the past, such as Flying J, again, Claude. Boy, who else? I know there's someone else that I'm thinking of in the past. I think Gorilla again. But
We've had a lot of co-hosts. We've had a lot of guests. We've had a lot of conversation. It's been a weird fun.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and hopefully for next year. I know we've been bitching and moaning lately about, oh, it's not doing as good as we want. Well, you know what? It is, actually. We just can't hear it now, and I guarantee when we do this next year, we'll be like, oh, yeah, that was great.
As long as I can book Emilio Estevez at one time in the next 12 months, I think we'll be good.
Well, after last week's Hall of Fame.
Charlie Sheen, yeah.
Yeah, which I've still yet to get on the website. I got to do. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get his brother in, Emilio Estevez or whatever. So looking at this, I know we've got about... You definitely about 50 minutes left in the show. We got a lot of bits here. We got a lot of clips to play, but I want to just point out one more time that you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio!
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.net!
And I know we don't have a cam going tonight, and we don't have the chat going.
We don't have the cam going!
Thank you. But we do...
No problem is what I'm here for!
It's that's good to hear! We'll do the rest of the show like this! No, you can't do it.
I can't do it. I'm smiling.
It's like Quaalude, man. It's like you expect it.
No, I can't do it.
Shit, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You just go off on a tangent sometimes. Follow along.
As you're playing EverQuest.
I'm not playing EverQuest.
Reading your email.
Warcraft.
But we always love to have people interact with us, and especially next year our goal is to get like a single phone call. you've got Murph choked up over the expectation of a phone call.
A phone call.
But seriously, I think he's really choking. Wow! Don't die. Well, while he's dying here, choking on his own.
What happened on the best of? Murphy died.
Murphy died. Tune in next week, Wes. We're burying Murphy. We want that one phone call that gets Murphy all choked up. But don't forget we have an email, radio@spankwagon.net. We want to hear from people. As Murphy's really having a problem over here. Why don't we go ahead and cut to a bit. I don't know what this is. There's no way Murphy's going to live to introduce it. It's Gay Chicken and Decaf's Gay Music. I'm almost going to turn this into a drinking game and say take a shot anytime we mention Tech Pepsi.
No. Just anytime we... Say something, the word gay. Just take a shot every time we say the word gay.
So will this validate Brad's, we always talk about gay sex?
I don't know, but if we have a couple of listeners that wind up with alcohol poisoning, we are not held responsible for anything that you do.
All right, the Spankwagon drinking game. Drink every time you hear the word gay in this next clip.
Trench, why don't you tell everyone the fun story of my balls the other night?
I don't want to talk about your nuts.
You talked about your balls for 40 fucking minutes.
This was good. This was good. I don't even remember what brought it about.
I made an off-color comment to you, and you decide you want to play gay chicken.
That's right.
Yeah, what is this gay chicken?
What the fuck is gay chicken?
You were talking about it earlier.
It's the most disgusting thing ever.
What is it? What is it?
It's who can out... What two dudes, who can out-gay the other one to where they kind of break down and give up?
Meaning, okay, grossed I want
out,
more of a...
Grossed out. How okay. gross out gay can you
okay,
be?
Okay, gay chicken would be like, okay, I'm sitting there with Mark, and I'd put my arm on his shoulder, and I'd just start to massage it. And he, all right, can he take it? And then, of course, his next thing would be to put his arm around me and bring me close. The guy who goes, okay, that's it, I can't take it, he loses.
Right.
So how far did this gay chicken get that you won?
Way too far.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
He okay. won. He won.
So I totally ripped the shit out of my shoulder helping Trench unpack his pod at his house. And so we go back.
What did you pack? No,
I moved into my house.
Oh. His giant cargo container. So we go back to my place and...
I'll live in there soon.
Yeah, his computer's at my house still. So I go and I had to take a bath. I had to do something to relax my shoulder. I get out and I'm like, all right, time to go to bed.
You took a bath?
Dude, I had to
fucking take a bath.
To fucking
there
relax.
Some sea salt
to relax my
it.
Shoulder, to relax the muscles.
He
in my
lights
shoulder.
A couple candles.
Only two people take baths. Chicks and rich people. Are you fucking near?
He had the sound machine no on. Bath.
That's a fucking bath. Listen to the Chicago and shit.
Oh, please. This coming from the guy with the TV show theme song CD in his car that never comes out of the deck.
You have a TV show theme song?
He pulls up. The windows are sealed. People think he's listening to like Ice Cube or some gangster shit, and he's actually listening to The Price is Right.
Days of Our Lives.
Exactly. Green Acres is the place.
The Brady Bunch.
Only if it's the tiki music.
All right, so.
All right, man, go on.
So I come out of the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, it's time to win this once and for all. I make sure that the kids are put to bed. So I go, and I go into the special drawer, and I get out
the special drawer.
I get out my banana hammock. And it's not just a regular banana hammock. It's the gray one with the leopard print that's the thong.
God.
So it took me a couple of minutes to get the boys up inside of the banana hammock so I didn't have anything hanging out of the side. Again, my testicles are huge.
Anyways.
I go into the computer room.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that shit, I'll be like, yeah, okay, anyway.
I go into
because we can't say shit, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I go into the computer room and I go, hey, Mark. And he doesn't turn around. I'm like, hey, I got to show you something. And he turns around and he's like, oh, no.
No, no, no. What it was, I'm looking at the computer, I'm working on the website, I'm doing some stuff. And
oh,
I
please, you
in.
Were watching YouTube. Shut up.
Yeah, I was. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, he's going to want me to turn around. I know where this is going. So I'm refusing to turn around for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 30 seconds.
5 minutes.
30 seconds.
I watched the whole video. 5 minutes.
Anyway, he finally turns around and gets a full-on look at the boys. He's like, all right, dude, you win. I'm like, no, no. Not yet, I don't. I turn around and walk out of the room. Of course, it's the thong. Had to give a good slap on the ass. I'm walking down the hallway. Say it, Mark. Say it.
You win.
There you go.
I don't... But that was just... Okay.
It was wrong.
It's your game. I don't want to argue.
It's gay chicken.
It's so wrong.
It's like that scene in Waiting where they pull their balls out and you have...
For any of you still sober...
Yeah, I lost count.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. And I think I finally won another round of game, Gay Chicken. We were
cruising. Do we need to do another one?
We may. We that not tonight. No. Oh, God. No. No. Oh, God. What are you doing? Because, man, I really.
Come here. Come here. I'm going to molest you.
Get the
come
fuck here. Off. He's no. trying to rape me.
No, you can't rape the willing. Come here. Give me some man booby. Give me some man booby. Don't. No. Come on. Just spoon. Just
oh, my
cuddle.
God. He's
just
holding cuddle. Me. Like
come
it's...
on. Come on. There they are. There's those B-cups. Give me one of those. I'm going to pull a nipple.
Ow. Damn. You realize now you're starting the next round. You've just officially started the next round of Gay Chicken.
Do I need to walk to your house in the banana hammock?
What would the neighbors think? Me knocking on your door in a thong.
I think... I'd make sure Michelle would answer. I mean, like, dying laughing at her reaction. Yeah, there was another round we played, I know, right after that, that you were driving, and I literally grabbed and stroked the inside of your thigh, and you freaked out.
Because I was driving, dude. You don't expect gay chicken while you're behind the wheel. You
no
know?
One should expect gay chicken.
No one expects the gay chicken.
So, yeah, definitely a bit you can only play... a game you can only play with people you absolutely trust to be not gay.
then I got to stop playing with you.
Wow. Just set my shit up for that. All right. So you're listening to Spankwagon. I'm getting the feedback from the green room. You're listening to Spankwagon.
Listening to Spankwagon Radio.
This is a best of show for the past year. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And
I'm Decaf.
That actually sounded really good.
Yeah, kill the whiters.
Whoops. I got to blow my nose.
Oh, my God. But, you know, you say that, the whole kill the whiteys, and then we point out his addiction to TV theme shows. Gotta love that. Video or game shows. But, you know, another bit that was done this past year, and this was a bit that Murph and Decaf worked together, was the 3 minutes of black and white, speaking of Decaf. So why don't we bounce into that?
Sure, whatever you say.
Welcome to 3 Minutes in Black and White. I'm your host, Ginger. Today in the studio is Duke Furman and Jesse Sharpton. We're going to give them each 3 minutes to answer a question. The forums are open. Are you gentlemen ready?
Yes.
I think we are.
Yes, we are.
I think we are.
Obama, ready for president?
Definitely not. No. All the welfare mothers in the fucking world are going to be fucking happy when if he gets presidency. There's going to be welfare cheese all over the fucking streets. We can't have this shit. We can't fucking have it.
Is that your answer?
Yes, that's my answer.
Now, unfortunately, I have to find myself agreeing with my light-skinned opponent. Mr. Obama certainly is not ready for president. We do not need a president in the government eating his own government cheese. Stole my line, bitch. I knew that. I knew that you looking over my shoulder for my shit. You know his cousin's going to be vice president, too. You know that's going to happen. Maybe his auntie will be the secretary of education. That's kind of funny.
I tell you, this country is not ready for a black president. It's just no way, no how. I'm going to wear my fucking sheet in front of the fucking White House for fucking days upon fucking days if that fucking dark boy gets in the presidency.
I got to say, Mr. Obama doesn't stand a chance now. Government's terrified. What are you writing there? Jesus Christ. Fucking... Why are people distracting me now?
Are you watching the time?
What fucking why you gotta be distracting me now?
Hey, leave the good guy alone.
But
he's doing his job.
I don't need no shit from you.
All you guys,
motherfuckers, distracting me. This is what it is. See, this is exactly what it is. It's you bringing me down.
Time.
I see how it is.
See, all you guys always try to pick on.
Okay.
Well, I mean, all us guys. Okay. Why you gotta be like that?
Are you gentlemen finished?
Go and ask the next question.
Go ahead, ask the next question.
What's happening with Britney?
It's an atrocity. It's a shame. What it is this Negro wannabe culture that everybody wants to be this new black and cool hip hoppity shit that's just ruining white America.
You know what it is? Bitch just needs a good fucking. That's what it is. Baby, you don't need no scrawny white boy. You don't need no wannabe nigga. Hey. You need your real nigga. That's what it is. See,
and that's the kind of talk that has Britney going crazy out of her mind, trying to make every black Negro out there happy.
Everybody knows what it is. Come on, she shaved her head. Goddamn weave was on too tight.
No, because she wanted to join a Klan and she's getting closer to it,
join
pal.
The Klan. Why is it always got to come back to hate with you?
Because this is what we do.
The problem is, bitch needs to move back into double white, all right? She got too much fucking money, and now she's off doing her shit.
She was a great gymnastic.
Gymnastic. Listen to you. Is that a great way of saying whore? She's a fucking hoe.
She was a great gymnastic.
She's a hoe.
And your people and your hip-hop
again,
music ruined a good natural white girl.
Good natural white girl. The only thing white about that bitch is the trash.
Why are you...
Bitchy's macaroni and cheese. She makes $45 billion fucking dollars ripping off my people with all music. She makes a shitload of money. She's eating macaroni and cheese 3 times a week. What the fuck is wrong with that?
What's wrong with macaroni and fucking cheese?
Absolutely
huh?
Nothing. It's a fucking meal.
Hey, let me tell you something there, Buckle.
Look, I'm rattling the white
boy.
Let me
tell you something there, Buckle. Britney was a great young blonde white girl for this country. And your fucking music ruined every fucking bit of it.
Now you listen to me, you crack ass.
But she participated in that music.
Gold chain wearing motherfuckers. That's what fucking ruined the whole fucking thing for every fucking body.
Time.
Okay, regarding the UK pullout, is it too soon?
Fucking pussies. They're all fucking pussies in England. A bunch of fucking faggot-ass fucking pussies. Rainbow Coalition loving Jesse Jackson motherfuckers.
Why you gotta bring Jesse in this shit now?
Because Jesse Jackson...
Jesse ain't got nothing to do with what's happening over there in that fucking bucktooth fucking country. Why you gotta bring that shit up in here?
So he's gonna bring his black ass down there and start pulling out troops too? Just like you pulled out in the fucking... Wherever the fuck that fuck.
See, look
was.
At that. You're getting all fucked up now.
Yes.
Look, I can't remember the last time I pulled out shit. I'll tell you that right now. Now look, what's going on there? Somebody forgot to pay their baby mama and they gotta get pulled out. That's all there is to it. They gotta go home and get that shit taken to jail. Fucking motherfucker got a warrant. What you fucking gonna do?
Just like your fucking fathers, you guys never fucking around to take
now,
care of your kids.
See, here's the problem. How many people are in Iraq? How many of the U.S. troops in Iraq?
I don't know about
that. That's right. You don't fucking know. How many of those fucking people are niggas? There's a shitload of niggas over there. It's all fucking niggas. It's all niggas and spick. It's all niggas and spicks over there. It's us over there dying so you motherfuckers can have gas for your fucking Escalade that you stole from us with your fucking spinners. What the fuck is going on?
And that's where you guys belong to be because you have no fucking education. You got nothing else to do. You know how to shoot guns good enough anyway, so fuck, you might as well shoot them at someone else. That's the enemy.
I can't argue with that shit. That's all I got to say about that. I can't argue with that shit. I got to pop a cap. I got to pop a cap. That's all the way fucking is to it.
I tell you, they're a bunch of fucking pussies, and I would put my Republican white fucking ass in the middle of gunfire.
So why ain't you there?
If I didn't own
Why aren't you fucking there?
If I didn't own five-star businesses.
Nigga, why ain't you fucking there?
If I didn't.
Why aren't you there?
Because.
Why aren't you there?
Because I am here supporting my country.
Supporting
I am
fucking
supporting
country.
My country. I support my president.
How you support your president?
Here.
How you
in my couch.
Him? How you do that?
In my mansion.
What
that's
got?
Where I fucking support
what
it.
What you got? How you
and
do that?
And time.
So, gentlemen, are we going to see you two again?
Yes.
We I get. Don't know. I got to get a new bus.
To be them. Blessed with the presence?
Yes.
We'll see.
That's the difference between us white guys. We're fucking confident in these fucking. Well, fuck it.
And
don't
this
be
has
shit.
Been.
This has been the 3 minutes in black and white.
Wow. I forgot about that bit.
Only thing white about her is a trash.
That was still one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. You know, one thing Spankwagon will not shy away from is the most foulest way to express our opinion. Whether it's race baiting.
If it's not racism, it's not Spankwagon.
You know, you'd think that. You would absolutely think that. So, but, you know, once in a while we do get to switch it up, and we actually get to switch it up with some real, honest to God, honest to goodness, geek talk. As a matter of fact, thanks to the booking wizardry of Murphy here sitting across from me, we got actually our second major guest. I know we the year before we had Twitchells, but that was Twitchells. This is one of the icons of geekdom. One of, well, hell, just listen. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spankwagon Radio, and I'm tittering like a very excited schoolgirl at this moment.
Yes, you are.
Let's see if it's working.
Grant, are you there?
Grant? I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
There he is.
Oh, my
God. In the house.
This is awesome.
Good
ladies
evening,
and gentlemen.
Sir. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you, we have the master of all that is geek, Grant Imahara. Oh,
Grant.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for showing up or calling, letting us get a hold of you and joining our show. Let me give a little background for the maybe one person in our chat room or one listener on the podcast who has no clue who you are.
They've been living under a rock the last 3 years.
You know, it's going to be a big rock, but Grant Imahara is part of the, I guess, are you the second build team?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
After Scotty departed, Scotty was part of the first generation of the team.
All right. So after Scotty departed, you are part of the MythBusters build team. You were also one of the handful of people who are responsible for the R2-D2 fleet for Star Wars. You've written
yes,
a
that's true.
Ah, so cool. You've written a book, Kickin' Bot, an illustrated guide to building combat robots.
Yep.
And he's actually calling right now from a robot competition.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. Is Deadblow running?
No, Deadblow is actually currently the status of Deadblow is he's taken apart. We use part of the drive system for one of our myths. I tend to take the robot and dissect it for our various needs on the show.
Ah.
This robot competition is actually a high school robotics competition. So I mentor a high school team.
Oh, well,
so
very
they're,
cool.
They're getting ready to compete tomorrow. So we're weighing in tonight. Checks and things like that.
Okay. Now I have to ask because again I'm you know the big nerd here. The robot the Deadblow got taken apart. Was it for the samurai robot the sword chopping robot?
Yeah, part of the air system was used for the sword chopping robot. Yes. By the way, one of the most deadly things I've ever built. I think that sword chopper and you know, merely accidental that it was at neck height, but still, you know, very terrifyingly fast and powerful.
Well, yep. Especially version 2 that we saw last week cutting and slicing into the machine gun barrel. Not, you know, not getting too far in, but at least leaving a really nice gouge.
Yeah, enough to take a head clean off, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Easily. Yeah. Holy crap, run.
Now, Grant, I have to show a little background to the guys here. You and I have been talking in emails a little bit back and forth. You mentioned not too long ago you were hand-feeding gators, and I got to ask you, how big were these things?
In the order of 12 to 15 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, that does qualify under the crikey size. Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said gators, not
scary. However, I have to say that these were trained alligators. They work with people on a daily basis. Of course, the show would never put me in harm's way, knowingly.
No, you know what? I have to call...
Yeah, you're not Tory.
I have to call shenanigans on that. Because last week's episode, you were getting shot at with a pellet gun. And then they put... And what was it? A couple months ago, you were in the truck that had absolutely nothing for brakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, at the time, it really seemed like a good and logical idea. It wasn't until later on that we discovered, you know what? We actually, by cutting the axle out, the drive shaft, we essentially got rid of the entire emergency brake system. So, yeah, I was just riding with nothing to stop that snowplow.
A wing and a prayer.
An extremely heavy and dangerous item.
You know, on last week's, you had probably what, in my eyes, is going to be the line of the year. Tori's going to get shot in the nut. Right there. Dude, I was rolling. I had to pause the DVR. And the tears were rolling. I'm surprised Discovery let that one up on the air.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll get a good one through.
Good, awesome. All right, so let me just say this real quick. I'd open up phone lines. If anybody out there has a quick question for Mr. Imahara, it's 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call, toll-free here in North America. Plus, we have some other questions that have come in through our email at radio@spankwagon.net.
Actually, I have one question for you. This is Decaf. What was the first robot you ever built, and how old were you?
What was the first robot I ever built? Let me think here. You know, interestingly enough, it wasn't until after college that I really learned how to build things out of metal. So most of the things that I built when I was younger, I built with Lego. You know, I think not unlike a lot of engineers, I started with the Lego. Yeah, it's a beautiful, elegant system. It's modular. There are rules. Of course, you can get around some of the rules of that system. So really, you know, it's great training for building things. So all of the, you know, until I got to college and was able to actually, you know, program microcontrollers and get into the more fabrication side, everything I built was out of Lego. And cool. The robots up to that point were kind of, you know, I would move them around with my hand, essentially.
Now, awesome. I mean, since you are obviously... since you are obviously a Lego nerd, have you picked up any of the new Mindstorm kits?
You know what? It's since I learned how to build things out of metal, it's been very hard for me to pick up Lego again.
Unfortunately for Murphy, he still plays with his. Unfortunately for Murphy, he still...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have played with another system called Vex, which is more like a bolt-together erector set kind of thing, but on steroids. You know, it has radio control and motors and things like that. So.
Oh, my God.
Very
cool. Yeah, I wish I had something like that when I was much younger.
Well, you know, we always make best with what we have when we were kids because, you know, building forts or building stuff out of Legos or even its predecessor with...
What, Lincoln Logs?
No.
Popsicle sticks.
Yes, I had to cut my own trees down and build the stuff.
Popsicle sticks, baby. Popsicle sticks.
But you know, erector sets and things like that. I got one quick question. Actually, going back to the bots.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Jamie has built a bot. He's built a battle bot or some equivalent. And he's competed in the past. Have you two ever squared your robots off?
No. Thank goodness. You know, Jamie's bot, was called Blendo.
Mm-hmm.
And it is basically an upside-down wok, a huge one, like 24 inches in diameter.
Okay.
Which
it was a spinner.
Steel blades. Yeah, a spinner. And it would spin around really, really fast, building up all of this rotational inertia. And at one point, it was the most feared robot in all of robot combat.
Wow.
In fact, it was so feared that by both competitors and the event organizers, that the organizers asked him to politely take his robot home. Where's the trophy? You take the trophy, you win.
Please. All right, we have a caller on our line.
Take the robot.
Hello, caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
September.
Hey, September. You got a question for Grant?
I do. Hey, Grant, how are you doing?
Grant, can you hear that?
Nope, I don't have playback on that.
Oh, try again. September, you there?
September, you there?
I'm still here.
I guess we don't have
it. Yep.
All right.
Can't hear I can only hear you guys.
Okay,
you know
September,
what?
Go ahead, ask us, and we will relay.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to wish him a happy birthday because he had a birthday on the 24th.
Oh, someone's wishing you a happy birthday, Grant.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I wanted to know, I think he plays in a band called the Ginger Tops with Jamie, and I wanted to know if they had any plans to do any kind of live.
Oh, sorry, Grant.
Hold on, Grant.
So, Grant, we're wondering, the question is, did you play in a, it's rumored that you once played in a band with Jamie called the Ginger Tops?
Actually, the rumor is that I play guitar in Adam's band, Ginger Tops.
Adam's band. Yeah, I can't see
that's
Jamie.
That's unfortunate to... That's an unfortunate internet movie database joke perpetrated probably by someone at Industrial Light and Magic.
Okay. Thanks for the call, September. It looks like we're not. The phone patch idea didn't work out.
Didn't work all the way. But hey, we've still got
can't
Grant
hack everything
here.
Together.
Now, Grant, I got to ask you a question. And it seems to me like you, Jamie, and Carrie, you, Tori, and Carrie, are doing all the heavy lifting. When are we going to see a build-off between you guys and Adam and Jamie so we can see them thoroughly get trounced and you guys just run the show as it should be?
You know, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. And the reason is that, really, if you watch the show carefully, Jamie and Adam function as one team, and then Tori, Carrie, and I function as another independent team. And so rarely do our myths cross over each other where we'd be in a situation where we'd be building against each other. Sometimes for much larger myths, like Confederate Rocket, for example, we'll try and integrate both teams all together. And that's actually a lot of fun because, you know, I've known Jamie and Adam for 9 years now. So, you know, it's fun to be able to work with them again every day. But, you know, probably not going to see any build-offs between us and Jamie and Adam anytime soon.
Oh, that's a damn shame. I would love to see that in action.
I think it would be very entertaining. Another question that's come in, there's a couple questions. One's pretty funny here, but the first one is, what special effect are you most proud of working on?
Matrix.
I think that probably at Industrial Light and Magic, one of my favorite things that I've worked on is a docking structure for the movie Galaxy Quest. And it's a Star Trek spoof, and they've got essentially a star dock in which they're preparing this spaceship called the Protector. And the space dock was such an elegant design. It's like a sort of a French vintage train station, but in space, with all this wonderful lighting around the perimeter. And, you know, I look at that and also look at how entertaining the movie is, and I just think, wow, that's, you know, that was something I was really proud of.
Yeah, the weird boar exploding scene always flashes back in my head whenever I think about it, and just that the voices, it exploded. It just kills me. It looks like we've got another question coming in from the chat room here. One of our listeners does wish you a happy birthday and says, "You'll always be in my heart."
That's a bad pun.
That's a bad pun.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Our listeners are okay. Rather unique.
Oh, yeah, they're a little cheesy.
The nerds.
Yes, they yeah. are.
Just celebrated 36, although it doesn't look like it on screen, you know.
36? Holy cow. You know, it's funny. Your birthday is the day before mine, then. Mine was the 25th. I just turned 30. Eek.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you much, sir. Now I'm going to record that and play it on my answering machine.
There you go. All right, question in from the chat room here. This is coming in from BNM, who's overseas listening in. He wonders, what's the most technically challenging project that you have ever worked on?
Wow. That would be, let's see, probably on Galaxy Quest again. And the main hero spaceship is called the Protector, and it's sort of in that spoof universe, that's the Enterprise, the you know, their main starship. And part of the Protector, they have these engines, and inside of the engines is supposed to be, you know, like a warp nacelle with kind of sparkly. And of course, I know all of your listeners are knowing exactly what this terminology means.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's kind of a sparkly thing happening, you know, as if there's some sort of reaction going on. Well, in order to do that practically, all of the spaceships that we used to do at ILM were shot motion control. So there's a camera that photographs the model as it moves very, very slowly, one frame at a time. And the combination of tilting and pitching the spaceship along with moving the camera makes it look like the model is moving through space when you put in the appropriate background. But what that means is if you want something to kind of swirl in real time, you have to synchronize. Not only you have to figure out how to make it randomize your lights so that they look like a swirl, but also synchronize those to the camera. And so that I had to program each of those warp nacelles, of which there are two. Both of them had two microcontrollers each, in which I had to program the sequence of white LEDs. There were 50 LEDs on each side. So, you know, the combination of all that plus holy interfacing cow. It to the control computer was really probably one of the most challenging things I've ever done at ILM.
Wow. That's, man, you know, I've seen some videos of, you know, the original, the opening sequence in the, you know, the first Star Wars movie, Episode 4. And, yeah, I cannot imagine having to time all that together. That's some crazy stuff. Now, Grant, I got to ask you a question. And, oh, I'm sorry. Decaf, I
Decaf
apologize. I stepped all of you. Go ahead, Decaf.
Has there been anything that you started on or worked on that has just been so difficult that you just gave up, or something you really want to do that you never got to do?
Okay, I could barely hear that. Can you repeat it for me?
Has there been anything that's been like too difficult, or something that you gave up on, or something that you really want to do that you've never done before?
I still didn't catch it, Chris. Can you phrase for me?
He was just wondering if there's anything that you wanted to do that either has been too challenging or that you just haven't had time to get to yet. What is it?
Oh, there's a whole list of those, let me tell you.
I think everybody has that kind of
list.
Where
do I start? Giant robots fighting in the desert with full armament.
Oh, robot jocks.
If someone can, exactly, that is the future of robot combat. 10 years from now, that's what I want to be doing.
Sounds like you need to hook up with Charles Band.
If anybody's got any leads, you know, call in, let me know.
Well, we've talked to the guy who produced Robot Jock, so maybe we'll drop your name in with him, and there you go, you'll get what you need. One other question here. Looks like this is coming from the chat room. What is the biggest surprise you've ever, what's the biggest surprise you've ever gotten on MythBusters? Something that you said, you know, no way could this do X. There it does, the impossible, or what was seemingly impossible.
Oh yeah, there's a couple, and actually those are really, I think for me, the biggest payoff is when you're convinced that something's not going to work, and it does. But of course, you know, as people who are doing science, we have to keep an open mind usually. But you know, it's hard when someone says, "Okay, here's the story. You're going to dig a hole 15 feet deep." and 3 feet wide and put a homemade drum at the bottom. If you stand at the top,
you'll hear something.
You will be able to hear the sounds of tunneling underground nearby. And I say to you, right. But, you know, so we go through this whole full-scale experiment. We set a thing, and Carrie and Adam are at the top of the hole. They're listening. Jamie and Tori are down in the mine, and they're, you know, hammering away with pickaxes. I've got a bunch of microphones set up, so I can hear the sounds of them using their pickaxes on the rock, and I can Carrie, who's at the top of the hole, and I can see her finger. And sure enough, her finger is perfectly synchronized with the sounds that are coming from the mine. We're at an abandoned gold mine. There's 20, 30 feet of solid rock. No way. But this drum is going to...
So well like that, you know? Kind of wonders what's going to happen.
That's right.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen 50, 100 years down the road with our technologies.
Now, Grant, I know we got to let you run here, but I wanted to ask you one last question. This is something I promised all my friends I would ask you.
If you ask him a lame question,
sure. Oh, it's more than a lame question. The super movie episode you guys did, the huge one where you guys were testing the security system, the portion of it where they increased the heat in the room and you had to go down into the shaft into the room. who does your laundry? Because who does your laundry? Because the boxers you had on that day, I got to tell you, bro, and I only noticed this because I'm weird like that. There was a interesting weird smudge, and you had a hole in them.
Oh, come on.
There is a hole.
Here now, for you guys, the only time that I have ever actually publicly discussed this particular thing. So, of course, they don't tell you the day before, hey, you're going to get naked tomorrow, so wear something nice. Okay? In fact, they love to spring things like that on you. You know, hey, in 10 minutes, you're going to smell Adam's feet. They love that honest reaction. So, and here now is the explanation of the mysterious smudge on the front. And you'll notice it's the right pocket side of the boxers. like any good film and stage technician will do, I carry a pen with me at all times. In fact, I carry both a Sharpie and a ballpoint pen. And occasionally, the pen gets pressed, and, well, it leaks in my pocket. You can't see it on the front of the jeans. But you can see it, you know, it leaks back and leaks onto the boxers.
Oh, my God.
So there, it's a black smudge, grayish-black smudge. It's black ink. I assure you, nothing funny is going on.
Okay, fair enough. Grant, you know what? We really, really appreciate your time. And any time that you're out here in Las Vegas, let us know.
Yeah, get a hold of us, man. We would love to hang out, maybe have you in the studio, or at least go have a couple of beers.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, no Grant. We appreciate you on the show.
All right. Thanks, Grant. Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Grant Imahara.
Mythbuster.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
You know, and that solidified us as geek hardcore right there.
Dude, right there, dude.
Right
told
there.
You I was hardcore.
Between Charles Band, Grant Imahara. You know, I mean, great interviews between the stuff that we normally do on our show. I'll tell you what, every single week, whether it's a good show or whether it's a bad show, whatever, I love Spank Wagon Radio. And everybody should just start chanting this in front of their computers right now. I love Spank Wagon Radio. Just say it one more time with me.
I love Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, yes, because we bring you that stuff. Who else would have thought of asking Grant Imahara, what's that stain? Tell us about that robot.
So, was that lethal or not?
So, excellent, excellent stuff. Wow. It's been a great year. It's been a really great year. And I know we're going to start dwindling down, but let's talk about movies. Grant Imahara doing a bunch of movies. We had a clip here of us talking about movies that make us cry like girls.
Movies that make us cry like
actually,
bitches.
No, yep. I can't play that. I have to play. It's too long. I have to play this. The creme de la creme. Because that'll leave us then.
Are we running out of time?
We're going to have 10 minutes after that, and that means I wouldn't have time to play it.
Oh, got to play one new one. We don't want to put, you know, back-to-back interviews. You got something else small we can stick in there?
Well, let me. No, I don't. I don't. Okay, let's try this. It'll fit. We'll make this fit. Because then it'll bring us to 25.
See myself handing this to Trencher before I fucking lose it.
Okay, now. Okay.
There we go. A little bit late.
You know, it's a good song, though.
I know.
I wanted to play something to see if I can make Trench cry.
Hold on. I got to make sure this is techno-y, futuristic enough. Is this so far so good?
Sounds yes. good to me.
Yes.
All right.
There we go. That's good.
It gets better. Yeah, let me scrub forward.
Oh, that's good.
It's kind of spooky. Yeah, you know, like that.
Those of you who don't know, this is usually stuff that goes on behind the scenes, but now we pick the music live on the air. All right, let me see if I can make Trench cry.
You got? Why do you want to make me cry?
I just want to see if I can. Is my lineup?
Your line's right. Up.
Decaf, I might make Decaf cry too, but let me see if I can make Trench cry.
Celine Dion? I mean.
No. Yeah, no. Don't look.
I feel a power ballad coming on. What is fear in his pen flute?
Why did she leave me?
No. You don't recognize it? Tonight on Spank, we can name that tune.
Is it from Final Fantasy VII?
No.
Is it from a video game?
No. It's from a movie.
Old Yeller. No.
No. It's the death of Optimus Prime.
That's gonna make me cry.
Dude, that always makes me cry. The death of Optimus Prime is a very sad scene when they pull the Matrix of Power out of his chest. Dude, it just, and the whole body turns gray. Oh, it just kills me. Here they are. This is where they open up his chest, take the Matrix of Power out. Like, there are two scenes in movies that guarantee make me cry. There's this. I'm throwing myself under the bus with the second one.
You threw yourself under the bus with the first one.
Oh, come on. The death of Optimus Prime affected all of us profoundly. Anyone straight it did. Here's the... This is right here. Ugh.
This is when Duke got stabbed by some pinto in G.I. Joe the movie.
This is when Lionel had a hairball in Thundercats.
But that and then Spider-Man 2, where on the subway train, where he almost passes out after stopping the train, and they pull him inside, and they're basically lifting his body and bringing it inside.
Okay, I fucking teared up for that
See?
Part.
See?
I didn't.
Oh.
I teared up.
And then where everyone tried to get in front of him. And
not
and,
just the first time. The
oh,
time
every
time.
Time
I see it.
Dude,
yes.
Every time it kills me.
I teared up. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I still don't tear up at that scene.
Which one?
Yeah, all of them.
It's because you have no soul.
I have no empathy. I am.
No, just no soul.
No soul. Okay. Well, yeah, I've never tried to dance. All right. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And wow. That just certifies geek cred right there, though.
Yeah.
You're playing music from the Transformers movie. And of course, even the second time listening to this or third time listening to this show, I still don't remember what song is that from. Until I answered it my own self, until you answered it for me there or then. Is that time travel technically? Anyway. Mm. Yeah, but then what do I ask? Probably the same thing I asked if we would have kept listening to that bit. Is that Vangelis?
I don't know if you bring that up, but it sounds familiar.
You know, me talking about, is that this? Is this that?
Blah, 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 blah.
What is that?
Blah.
I don't know.
Blah.
All right. So, you know, Spankwagon Radio, to kind of end on the Spider-Man note, some people say we plateaued. We hit as high as we can go. I say it's just one more step. There's always bigger and better. Then I get beat down from usually making that comment. But earlier this year, Murphy, being the absolute supreme booker that he is, the guy who can pretty much book a box of macaroni and cheese to make it interesting, did book probably, I don't know, we have to say this is the icon of icons for
nerds everywhere.
For everyone. Let me just play this so we have enough time. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it is.
Dude, I had a hard day at work, man.
Yeah, it's getting close. It's almost, 9 o'clock?
Almost.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play this real quick. Ultimate booking. Ultimate greatest booking ever.
Ever.
All right, guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We are here live at the beautiful Brendan Theaters inside the Palms Casino Hotel in Las Vegas. And with us today is the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Stan Lee.
Mr. Lee, sir, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Chris.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Lee, my name is Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Would you like to have a seat?
Pardon me?
Seat, stand.
I have to sit down, all right.
I think they want to make you as comfortable as humanly possible.
I would tell you, I've been sitting for the past 3 hours. Let me stand up.
Okay, all right. All right.
Well, sir, you know, we know your time is limited. We just have a couple of really deep fanboy questions we'd like to ask.
I think, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or when I'm supposed to do it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, first we wanted to ask, you know, with the recent demise of Captain America, how you felt about him dying at an assassin's bullet rather than facing an enemy head on?
Well, I think it was more true to life. He's faced a million enemies, and this was unexpected, and it was very dramatic, and it is comics, so we never know if we'll find a way to bring him back again.
You know, it actually leads into one of our listeners' questions. We had a listener submit questions for you. How do you feel about the Back from the Dead scenarios?
Well, it depends how it's done. Like, originally, Captain America was killed in World War II years and years ago, and he fell in a glacier. In the 60s, I decided to bring him back, so I figured the ice kept him from completely dying. They thawed him out, and maybe somebody will feel that way about him later. I think if you can bring somebody back in a way that's believable, it's fine. But if you just do it arbitrarily, of course, then it's ridiculous.
Right.
We had another listener, Diggs. He wanted to ask, what was your favorite Marvel character that never made a huge commercial success?
I don't think we had any. They were all successful. I can't think of one, really, that wasn't successful. People have asked me that before, and I've racked my brains. Even the ones that weren't the very big ones, like Sergeant Fury or S.H.I.E.L.D. or Doctor Strange, they're all successful, and they're all going to be movies eventually, you know?
You know, speaking of movies, we've got a question here from one of our guys here. Actually, it was more of a comment. Dewey wanted to say that they're totally on the edge of his seat waiting for the Thor movie. What are your thoughts on the Thor movie and the upcoming movies that are going to be out soon?
I can give you the same answer for every one of them. They are all going to be spectacular. For example, the Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr. I mean, what an actor. And, of course, I've got a great cameo in that one. The only thing wrong with this movie, of course, my cameo wasn't big enough. I imagine the fans must have been so disappointed.
Well, as a fanboy, I have to say the best thing to see was you and Lou Ferrigno arguing on The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, in The Hulk, when we were both guards or sentries, and we were walking out of the building. Yeah, oh, well, the director got a big kick out of that, too, because we made it all up.
That's awesome.
Now, Stan, we were wondering what you thought about Spider-Man Peter Parker taking his mask off for the Civil War series now and publicly proclaiming his identity to the world.
Again, anything we can do to surprise the readers and make the readers wonder what'll happen and how will it turn out, we've got to do it.
That is outstanding. I know we've got one more we want to ask. Juke wanted to ask, what influence do you have on the movies as a whole?
Absolutely none. You know, the movies are based on the old stories. But We have the greatest directors, the greatest screenwriters, the greatest producers. In no way am I going to butt in and try to tell them what they know better than I do. And yet I'm in a great situation. If anything goes wrong, I don't get blamed. If the movie is good, I get a lot of credit for it. So why would I change that, huh?
All right. Well, we got one request, one last request. If you could sign, we have a shirt and comics for some of our listeners and fans, and mostly your fans.
Fabric is hard to sign on, but I'll do the thing.
Could you pull it tight?
Tell you what, why don't I pull it nice and tight for you?
All right, you know, I got to mention this. We did have a winner of the shirt based upon the third or fourth set of criteria that we finally came up with. Basic Arts out of the United Kingdom. He won the shirt.
Has he gotten a hold of you yet?
We haven't been able to communicate and exchange the email or the address information, but people have been wondering for the past few weeks who's won the shirt, and Joker was even saying we should make it a bit that no one ever wins a shirt. It just is there. But no, honestly, and honest to true and good and to our word, Basic Arts out of the United Kingdom won the shirt, and he will be receiving it.
Outstanding. Well,
you know, your board isn't up. I forgot to turn your board up.
You got it up now?
I got it up now. It's up.
Well,
okay, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. I mean, come on. We can't squeeze anything else in, really.
No, we couldn't unless it's us just belching, like the best of belches. All right. Do your job.
Ooh, that one had bubbles. Guys, we just want to say big thanks to all of our syndicates for the last year helping us put this on, helping us get it out to all of you. First of all, as always, biggest props to the guys here at LB Rocks, Jimmy, Khan, everybody here who gives us just a little bit of space and lets us take up some time on Friday nights. Big thank you. Much love. One love. Flash FM, gotta love you guys too. You've been real loyal to us. KC Host Radio Network, Juke, you're the man, dude. What's it like? Plus, your wife shows her boobs. Where do you go wrong
with that?
Door from Hell Radio, love you. Fox FM, they're out of the UK, right? No.
No, Flash is.
Flash is out of the UK. Fox is out of North Carolina.
Yep.
Showdown.net, Webmix with their awesome bumps.
Yes. Love the bumps they put together.
Classic into the 70s, 80s, 90s
of
today.
What? I didn't play that again this week. I think we're going to play it again. I'll get to it next week.
You know what? Let's just put it on the website and let everyone download it.
As a matter of fact, why don't we just point out, I'm in Iowa. I'm not really here in the studio.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not even fucking here.
Tearing down that fourth wall?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know I'm looking at Murphy, and I'm sitting in the studio, but I'm not in the studio.
You're ruining it.
It's over. We're done for the
show. Can we tell him? Can we tell him?
Absolutely.
Guys. It's what's today?
It's still the 10th.
It's still the 10th. We never left the studio. We just decided we would record this, and we're playing it back. So all the cracks we've been making about, you know, it's been a hard week and stuff like that. Dude, we never left the studio.
Yeah, we've never left the studio.
Decaf left. He had something to do.
And he expects to show up at his party tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going. Shit, yeah. Also,
you should stall. You should be fashionably late now.
Stall. Big thanks, again, Nomad Radio Network. Guys, all of you, you're the best. We love you. We look forward to another year. And tell your friends, tell your buddies, tell your enemies. Who gives a fuck? And remember, guys, as usual, our best of comes from our own archive. So if we're not live,
we're in the archive.
You can get us the last 2 months at podcast.lvrocks.com or go to spankwagon.net and you can watch, you can download and view all the stuff there.
Everything back to 2002 when I finally learned how to record.
And, you know, you'd be surprised some of the gems that you dig up, even just going through the last year, things that we didn't realize we had.
I'll tell you what, I'll be completely honest, in the last minute we have of the show here, we fucking rock.
Woot.
From the minute we started this show, this replay of these clips, until now,
we've been laughing.
We love it. I mean, we've been laughing. I've been quoting myself, going, "Oh, I bet I'd say this," and sure enough,
yep.
I'm that predictable.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
way to go, farm boy.
Moo.
But we really do rock, and we want you guys to let everybody else know we do.
So we need you to kind of spread the word. There's the let everybody know thing on spankwagon.net. Contact us. Don't forget the emails, the phone calls. This next year, we're going to really push it. We're going to push this hard.
Guys, email us, radio@spankwagon.net. It will get read, but it won't get respect. And, you know.
I like that.
Don't forget.
Shit, we're 33 seconds. Sorry.
Don't forget to check out everything that we need there on the website, guys. Spankwagon.net, myspace.com/spankwagon,
forum.spankwagon.net.
Guys, come on out.
this next year is going to be big. Look for new people to interview, new co-hosts to come on in the building, and who knows, maybe we'll get Decaf laid.
Great. Get
guys,
the married man in trouble.
Love y'all. Retards out.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.